Happy Friday. I'm Brian Schrader with this update from WRAL News. The forecast from the WRAL Severe Weather Center, a beautiful day with sunshine, low humidity, and a high in the low 80s. We've been following breaking news in downtown Raleigh. Shots fired after a police chase ended overnight on East Street. Check in with WRAL News for updates through the day. Idalia, thankfully, was not much of a problem in the Triangle, but people in Whiteville are dealing with a major mess this morning. That city is about 45 miles west of Wilmington, and large portions of it were underwater yesterday. First responders say they made several water rescues as people tried to drive across flooded roads, and business owners in downtown Whiteville are facing a major cleanup this weekend. Meanwhile, the remnants of Idalia are offshore, still kicking up a heavy surf. So many people are heading to the coast for Labor Day weekend, and you need to keep in mind that life-threatening rip currents are likely along much of the North Carolina coast, and that includes the beaches near Wilmington. If you see those red flags flying, stay out of the water. An NC State football player in a Connecticut hospital overnight. During last night's game, safety Rakeem Ashford was taken off the field on a backboard after a hit in the third quarter. Coach Dave Doran said that initial tests were good news. We hope to get an update later today. The Wolfpack beat Connecticut in the season opener 24-14. That's a look at some of our top stories. Have a safe and happy Labor Day weekend. I'm Brian Schrader.